perfect lead-in. It's all space-like. Yes, we have Anthony Zender here. He's a MMA fighter and a super soldier like myself. But I find this whole space thing incredible. I mean, as far as the whole false flag shooter thing, I created a documentary series and I covered every detail of how the NSA creates false flag shooters with the mind control and all that stuff. I've covered that very deeply. But the only thing I find very strange is I'm into exopolitics. I've actually had some out-of-body experiences as an adult where I completely skip Earth. I have a thing for the moon because I am very aware of the glass dome cities, the crashed space sites. I've seen all these pictures these whistleblowers have shown us. They've shown us actual spacecrafts within hangars. They've shown us the huge cities on the moon that NASA has brushed out. I'm so fascinated by the moon, but when I outer body experience, when I project outwards, I always find myself on Mars. And mm-hmm. I am a Scorpio. I was born under the sign of Mars. I'm a warrior. I think without war, I would just be useless. I'm a fighter. That's just what I do. But I always end up on Mars, and I always find there to be, and I'm in my astral form. I'm not going to tell you guys I've seen actual aliens, but I'm in my astral form, and Mars is covered with these two-legged, giant shark mouth creatures that look like comets. They have fire behind them, and the atmosphere, and I've actually had to bump into other people who have astral traveled there because you can actually control scape that you're on. It's multidimensional. I've walked the surface of Mars and have been okay. When you find that person there that's freaking out, they turn the landscape into a nightmare realm. Trees start turning into monsters, and it's terrifying. I've literally had to go to some people and calm them down just to stabilize the environment, and it's very strange. And I have come up to the part where I could shapeshift myself, and I come up to a club. There's like this odd buildings where I enter in, and I see a society of people. And they're eating there, like in mass halls. I disguise myself as one of the waiters, and just to see what's going on, infiltrating. And it's really weird because they have a lot of tortured souls there, which they like to dine on, so to speak. And, every time I find myself, sometimes I'll get discovered, and I gotta get the hell out of there. I'll shape something. I'll shape my something in an environment into a craft and sort of fly the hell out of there. Because they'll sick these wide mouth shark tooth beast on me, and I'll get the hell out of there. Then I wake up every time thinking, did that really just happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, you did, because when we're astrally traveling, we're our Merkabas. We're using our Merkabas because the Merkaba is the vehicle that we ride in, that surrounds us, that allows us to go multidimensional time travel, because we are actually the time machines. We are actually the astral travelers, and we can go anywhere in the universe. That's kind of what's special about humans. is once our light bodies are lit, we can go anywhere. And mm-hmm. so some of us will experience that. And, you know, you may be on Mars, you may be on, you know, Jupiter, you may be in another dimension, you may be in another galaxy. Like me, I've been to 160-something planets. And basically, all these different planets have different atmospheres. They just have different life on them. But there is life. And just like what you were talking about with Mars, Kanye West, actually, in one of his songs, Extraterrestrial, you know, him and Katy Perry, I mean, obviously they're part of the elite, but part mm-hmm. of the elite's agenda is they have to put the truth out in plain sight. So mm-hmm. Kanye West, in one of his songs, says, you know, I know a bar out in Mars where they drive spaceships instead of cars. And he is basically telling about his experience of going to Mars, because even as a super soldier, I have had memories of escorting them, actually Katy Perry and Kanye West, at Mars, in Mars.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
As well as many other memories with other elite people. Like I could start giving out names, you know, of elite that I've guarded, you know, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Bushes. Actually, I remember guarding the Mannings, Peyton and Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, these people are all involved in satanic ritual abuse and all that, and I basically have been involved in guarding them as a super soldier, and I'm remembering all that.
Let me ask you something, because and when I have these experiences, and what you said there, it just kind of reminds me, and everything that we've said this evening reminds me of the movie They Live. We've got the drones that watch us. We got the mind control cult that believes in the dollar bill. We got
Black Babylonian aliens.
Money magic. Yeah, we got this alien cult that is supposed to be shapeshifters here, that is supposed to be ruling us. And there's this frequency. And the thing about it, at the end of the movie, there's a satellite that basically gives them the ability to camouflage themselves, because once they get this frequency, they get this power. And not to get too far off sidetracked, if you're a comic book nerd like me, it kind of reminds me of the Super Skrull, when the Skrull had to come down to Earth, because they have a big hard-on for the Fantastic Four. They gave the Super Skrull augmented powers to mimic the Fantastic Four, to have their abilities, and that was all given to him by a satellite which beamed him full of energy that interacted with his cells so that he can shapeshift.
Oh,
now,
yeah, that's
out of a comic book. Yeah, that's out of a comic book, but to backtrack here, so we have this teleportation device that moved the elites from Earth to the moon, and they live. Now,
being in that device. I actually remember being teleported from the Earth to the moon. I remember being teleported, and I just remember the Earth just go away from me. And that's when I was being teleported to the room, so I actually remember that experience.
Wow. And you know, with the mind control stuff that I've been through, with the NSA and the covert technology, all that concern, people, I'm actually able to convey what happened to me, and people actually believe me, to at least to a certain extent, because I'm able to get down the science to very, very closely, very, very accurately. But to talk about going from the Earth to the Moon via teleportation. I know Andrew Basago talks about that sort of thing, but the thing about teleportation, I should actually say it backwards. The thing about synthetic telepathy technology that exists today, I can say it for a fact. I would swear on it on my dead children's lives, or their graves, their souls. I would swear on my dead grandmother's soul, okay, in the grave, that exists. But that technology is based upon teleportation. Synthetic telepathy is based upon teleportation. So if they can so easily put voices in your head, and it's not a traveling sort of a thing, it's a point A to point B simultaneously. It's called spooky action at a distance. That's what Einstein called it, but it's quantum entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
So a state of information can exist at two points at the same time. So that is what makes teleportation possible.
Correct, right. That is right.
So, secret space program. Let's talk about secret space program.
Starting off with this is, boom, I'm going to just get to when it was very apparent that the secret space program was coming into our reality. And that is when Trump came into office. Because when Donald Trump came into office, his inauguration, he said, because what was happening was the power was being taken away from the elite and given back to the people. Meaning the whole where we go one, we go all. What is meant by that statement is that where the elite have gone, what the elite have done, we will all get to do. We will all get to experience that. Because right now, the elite and the cabal are all being taken down, and pretty soon, all of the our future. Because right now, we're going through a time of confusion, a time of chaos. You know, obviously, there's, you know, we got COVID, we got crazy vaccines and stuff. Everybody's confused. The world's, you know, in upheaval. But what I was told in the mystery schools that I'm in was this time would come a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were going to need to do was just make it through this time to get to the end. Because when we got to the end of it, we would get all the technology, healing beds, you know, anti-grav, free energy, all that is going to come back to the people once all the swamp is drained and all the elite are done.
That may be true. That could be true, but it's not going to happen until we've been depopulated.
Well, we're being depopulated right now.
Well, I understand we're being depopulated right now, but there's no hope for a 7.5 billion population is going to be let loose to that technology. They got to get us under 500 million. Then they'll say, okay, guys, here's what's really going on.
I actually agree with you on that, because that's the only way it would be safe to reveal it without there being total upheaval and turmoil of like 7 billion people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know we have the reverse engineered spacecraft of the aliens, I'll go ahead and say it, from 1947. So I've been slowly trying to tell people that we have reverse engineered this technology, and the majority of the UFOs that you're going to see, 99.9 of them, are going to be government. Now, even the triangle. Now, this has been coming out in the news since 2019. That There are triangle-spaced aircraft, and our jet fighters are seeing these all the time. They can't do anything about it. Now, I know this is a fear campaign, and it's for the simple fact that these transport vehicles are being seen. I want to know what they're transporting, because, and yes, the same three light triangle spacecraft escorted our people to the moon.
TR series craft.
Yes, there you go. You know it. Yeah, the TRBs. So these have been going from here to Mars for a very long time. What are we transporting?
I mean, I actually have memories of being in those craft. So, I mean, they are military craft, but we could be transporting slaves and people from here to there. But I just know that they are military craft because I've been involved in being in those. I have memories.
Now, I want to keep people tethered to reality. The TRB, I believe they're TRB-3s. Look up triangle-shaped spacecraft patent. Google it. It'll give you the patent number. And they patented it in 1969. This is real.
That's only just the tip of the iceberg, really. Because I have a funny story, a little secret space program story here. When I started waking up to be involved in the secret space program after I got out of the Marines, I started realizing I was being abducted in my bed. You know, I would go to sleep at night, and then I would have all these weird experiences where I would, like, be sucked into a tube of rainbow light, and then I would be returned back into my bed. And then I'm just like, okay. And then I'd have all these memories of missions that I did. And so I was like, okay, what's going on here? So I went to the Veterans Affairs, you know, the VA. And when I went in there, I went to go talk to somebody. And I was basically talking about extrasensory perception, you know, extraordinary experiences, and everything like that. And basically the psychiatrist told me to come back week. When I went back there the next week, I noticed that there was a man waiting for me in the waiting room. And he was just waiting there for me, and I was just looking at a magazine, and he comes up and approaches me, and he's like, hey, he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, nothing, I'm just here seeing somebody. And he's like, yeah, you know, I my name's Commander such and such. He's like, you know, I was in the Navy, and I've been on all sorts of submarines and aircraft carriers. And then he took me off to the side, and then he's like, yeah, and he's like, you know how easy it would be to get a nuclear bomb into the United States? And I was just kind of like taken off by that. And then he's like, yeah, yeah. And it was also, if it was up to me, I would assassinate the president of Iran. And I was like,
it's very suggestive.
I was like, what? I'm like, what is this guy talking about? And yeah, he's like, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But what I didn't know was that guy was from the secret space program, and he was kind of testing me out to see what I remembered that I was a part of.
Well, and sorry about that, he's being suggestive to see if you are on board with such a thing, and getting you to do it at some point.
Right, and I mean, I was on board because I was just a trained Marine, you know. And so basically that guy, he gave me a card, and then he told me to call him, which I didn't call him. But then that same guy shows up to my church, mm-hmm. you know, 'cause I didn't call him, but that same guy shows up to my church And then he asked me if I need a ride home. And then after he shows up to my church, this is probably like about 3 weeks after. And he shows up to my church, asks me if I need a ride home. I asked him, I'm like, so what do you do? And he's like, oh, I'm a berry farmer. And he took all this military talk. He goes and he drops a bomb. He's like, oh, and he's like, but you know what I've always really been interested in is aliens. and then I never saw that guy again. But that guy was an MIB agent.
Suggestive mind control. Wow.
I got to push that. That was my, because in any my lab experience, there's certain stages that the MyLab goes through, and the government visit or the government intervention is one of the stages that a MyLab will realize that they're involved in.
Well, see, and that's why I wanted to ask you, I'm going to mention two things here. When you were at church, and I know this for a fact, as the NSA is doing remote neural monitoring, they'll use, you know, people, they'll read the thoughts, and they'll answer, I'll use quotations, air quotations here, they will answer the prayers of some people, or send somebody along the way that can answer their prayers, and then the mind control starts working from there. So did you pray for something? Did you get something out of it?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, at that point, I was on a very rich journey, discovering all this.
Okay, on the other side of it, I want to say, the reason why I asked you what were they transporting to Mars is because I do still think they want to do Operation Blue Beam, because you have so many of these MyLabs, but if you get something started here, you know, human cloning was illegal, and a lot of stuff that they're doing right now is illegal, but if they can start creating hybrids, if they can start creating monsters, they're going to ship stuff off.
There are corporations that are doing that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the corporations' hands are always in it. That they're gonna be in it. They're gonna be a part of it. People look at the Illuminati cards. They will tell you everything.
Oh yeah.
Even the one with Godzilla on it. Okay? Even the one with Godzilla on it, you know, wrecking a city. If they want to create it, they're gonna do it. They're gonna make it to Mars first.
Like, a lot of people don't know, like Jurassic Park, it's fucking real.
Hold off on the language.
We are naturally syndicated. but they do create a lot of stuff, monsters, and just all sorts of stuff they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, so I mean, labs, the Podesta sculptures, this stuff, these were actual probably created test tube creatures. You can't have pictures of them, so what do? You carve them up and you give them to the elites. Say, hey, this is what we created.
Mm-hmm.
Carve up some wood, make it a sculpture. Because it's art. Yeah. This is exactly what's going on in these MyLabs. People need to understand. I don't know. What's it going to take?
As a MyLab, I have clones. Like, as a MyLab, what they do is consciousness transfer into clones. So when they want to use the MyLab for a mission...
You're talking about that Donald stuff, that Donald, what's his name? Donald Marshall, correct, yes. So that stuff is real.
Yeah, I know for a fact that part of the MyLab program, especially the military MyLab program, is mm-hmm. consciousness transfer in the clones, because mm-hmm. a lot of the memories I'll be remembering, what they'll do is they'll transfer my consciousness into a clone of myself or any other thing, and then I will experience the mission, and I'll either live or die. And then if I die, but if I live, they will extract my consciousness out, return it to my body, and that's what happens in my lab mission, is they use consciousness transfer and clones.
Yes. So, and this consciousness transfer, it's sort of a bioelectric plasmic sort of a force, what some people would call a soul.
Right, and, it is, and they do have a soul catcher technology. It's part of the Nazis. They developed this, and it's part of the torture and stuff that they get to release a soul from the body. It, mm-hmm. It's part of how they capture the soul to do the consciousness transfer.
And I'm going to throw something at people here. Let's get commercial break again. This is too good. They say if you could gather all of the information from the internet and condense it into solid matter, all the electrical, you know, because information is stored magnetically and through electron particles. Okay, that's where information is stored. They say if you can condense all of that information that's online in the internet into one solid matter, it would weigh about as much as a strawberry. Now, when a person dies, and this experiment has been done over and over and over and over and over and over and over again and over and over and over again. When a person dies, they lose, the body itself becomes either several grams or an ounce or two lighter.
The 21 grams?
Yes, in some cases, yes. So that tells you that electrical energy is there. It is a life force. The internet is a life force. So, yeah, please continue on. Go ahead.
Right. We have, like, our divine, our light. And that's what I understand, too, is that's how they're able to extract whatever they're extracting, our souls out of our body, so that they can do consciousness transfers.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I experience quite frequently, and because a lot of the times I'll be dreaming, but it's mm-hmm. really me being in a mission where I'm in a clone body, and my consciousness was transferred into it, and then I was put into some on some other planet or in some other dimension. I have one memory actually of where I was put into a clone, and I was infiltrated into a group of exorcists. And you can actually look this up online. There was a group of exorcists that were brought into the Vatican, and I was actually on an espionage mission for Kruger, which is one of the mercenary secret space program mercenary companies. I was on a espionage mission, finding out what was going on at the Vatican, and I was infiltrated in that group of exorcists and gathering information of what's going on in the Vatican with all the corruption and all the children in cages. And
oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you what. That is something. I think this whole thing is far beyond us. We are not mature enough as a species to be doing this kind of stuff. But the infiltrating the Vatican, because if there are interdimensional beings out there, and as corrupt as the Vatican is, I would definitely want to see who their real Lord and Savior is. You know what I mean?
I would, I just remember I was there, and I actually remember I was closing portals. I was closing portals, and there were interdimensional beings in the Vatican, and I just remember closing portals there.
So, okay, let me ask you something. This is a lot of sensitive information, and I would ask the question of why wouldn't they just completely wipe your mind of all the stuff? I do know that to a certain extent, I mean, when you have trauma-based mind control, you're going to have these, especially the trauma-based experiences that I've gone through. And these people will ask me all the time, why do you want to fight us so much? We don't want to go to war with you. We don't want to go to war with you, V. We don't want to do it. Well, too bad. I'm scarred for life. I have my innocence, which I stole that I could never get back. They're like, well, you know, report into the CIA. We'll wipe your memories.
And they do. And they do that. Like, for me, I actually remember memories going up to what they called the trip chair. I have memories of actually walking up to that chair where they wipe your memories. But here's the thing is, the memory eraser technology doesn't work on like 5% of the MyLab. So they're able to remember their experiences. And I'm one of those, that 5%.
I doubt mine could be wiped because, once again, the trauma, they actually created the trauma in order to try to control me. And that's the whole switch. Try to remove that switch is, I think, would be very difficult. But, so, you have been in the trip chair?
I have. Walking up to the trip chair, I was in a room. There was a lot of like kind of scientific people all around. It was a circular room, and it was just this white trip chair. And I remember walking up to it, and and then I've gotten other sources that have reported about the trip chair, and that made me realize that the trip chair was a real thing. And my labs are subjected to it.
Wow. EDM. I can't believe his name is escaping me right now. The CIA doctor, friend of mine, talked about EDM, erasure and dissolvement of memory. The CIA does all the time. So, so what is it? I mean, what should we be doing at this point in time? Because this has become a monster of its own. How is this going to affect us as people that don't know what's going on? How is it going to affect us as people that do know what's going on? And where's our future from here?
Oh, thank you for asking me that question. Because this is a very important question, because I came here to get prepared for this time. And I'm actually a part of a mystery school called the School of Enlightenment. In this mystery school, our mentor is a higher dimensional extraterrestrial being. And I learned all about the elite in that mystery school and what was going on. And I learned also that during this time, we as a people are obviously going to want to be separating ourselves from the system, becoming sovereign, and free on our own, separate from the system. Because the system is going to totally collapse and go down. You're going to want to be friend on your own and be able to support yourself while the system collapses to be able to get through, to get to the other side, where we will be access to all this technology in the future. Because where we go one, we go all.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of, I don't know. We're in a weird place right now because there have been those of us who talked about the secret space program. I've talked about it a lot myself. And, you know, we're all conspiracy theorists. We're all conspiracy nuts. But, again, as you mentioned earlier in the show, Trump sort of brought them out. Hey, here's the secret space program. And so
he did. In his inauguration speech, he said, "We are gonna explore the mysteries of space and our technologies of tomorrow." You know, that's okay, what he said. And then he came out with the space.
Oh, let's say repeat that one more time for me because your voice roboted out.
Okay. In his inauguration speech, and for anybody that was aware of the secret space program. And for anyone that was aware of what was really going on, when he said, we are going to harness we're going to explore the mysteries of space and harness our technologies of tomorrow, he was giving the people, he was saying that to see, you're going to get the technologies of tomorrow. You know, everything that's been held back is going to be given back to us because where we go one, we go all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I people are, I'm pretty sure the people who are not in the know think this is something new, but the secret space program obviously has existed for a very long time. Just sort of like how the NSA, people didn't know what the NSA was. You know, they're called no such agency. People didn't know it existed, but lo and behold, it does. And so we do have a secret space program. And something that I think I'm hoping that you could verify for me is the fact that we're not going back to the moon because, NASA, our publicly known space program, is not going back to the moon because why? Why haven't we been there several times over?
Well, from what I understand is when Barack Obama was in office, because Barack Obama is part of the elite's plan, their whole plan was to start eradicating the whole space program. So it would just be eradicated out of humanity's consciousness to be able to explore more. You know what I'm saying? How taking that out would keep us here.
Prison planet, yes.
Right. So, but you know, as soon as Barack Obama was shutting out, you know, NASA and all the space shuttles, but then Trump got in office, and then he started releasing the Space Force, and then once again re-enlivened the hope of exploration. Once again.
So it had nothing to do with the simple fact that the technology given to NASA to help the rockets reach the moon was taken away from them, and or the fact that we discovered sentient space traveling life there on the moon. Did it have?
I believe that was part of the reason why we're not going to it, because you know, there's Nazis on the moon, there's other life on the moon, and they obviously wanted to keep that a secret. But that's not going to be kept a secret for very much longer, because what is happening right now is we're actually merging with the parallel reality, and this parallel reality is the reality where all the technologies were given, and it's basically the elite reality, but it's a bleed through reality that's bleeding through into ours, if that makes sense.
Well, now I did some just to tie into that, I did some research, and the Nazis had this thing called the Bell. Okay. People were saying, oh, well, it's the UFO, it's the UFO. I looked into the science behind it every scrap that I could, and it leads less of information about it being a UFO, more to something of dimensional phasing device.
Like a time machine.
Possibly, yes. So
The Nazis were, you know, going to other dimensions. That's where they went. You know, even in the movie Tomorrowland, that actually gives a good disclosure of people going into another dimension and how that's possible. And that's where the Nazis went.
Yeah, well, a physical phasing device, that's all I could come up with. So you have to speculate on top of it, and despite what I could come up with, you got to tie in to, well, what would a government want to do? And so time travel, go to another dimension, yes, these are all things a government would want to try to see if they can do, most definitely. I'm not going to sit here and say
everything. That would definitely affect our reality.
I'm reeling because the whole Nazis on the moon thing. I'm having a hard time coming to terms with the Nazis going to Antarctica, let alone the moon.
Well, I mean, they did because they actually found Argentina, not the actual Nazi artifacts and remnants of where Hitler escaped, because Hitler was not killed in the bunker,
right?
Because they said he was killed in the bunker and then they burned his body outside, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, no more than Osama bin Laden. No more than Osama bin Laden was killed and thrown into the ocean. Yeah, yeah.
Right. same exact thing. And here's the thing that happened. When the truth comes out, there's going to be a giant Mandela effect that happens because people are going to know the truth in history to be one way. But when the real history is revealed, like all the stuff about 9/11, all the secrets, JFK, you know what I'm saying, Nazis, everything, that's going to lead to a giant Mandela effect, and that's going to change our reality.
Well, the biggest thing the elites want to do, and this is why they are coming up with vaccines, well I hate using that word, coming up with mutagens to make us dumber, make us infertile, shorten our lifespans, and come up with media and drown us with media, and so that they can rewrite history. You know what they say, the victors, those who are in control, write history. So if they could come up with a all-out solution to just rewrite history, the government's going to do it. That's the quickest way to totalitarian control.
But here's covertly. The thing is, either the government's going to do it, or we the people are going to do it. Because I, even in my book, I said I never thought I came here to start a revolution. But actually, I did. I did come here to start a revolution.
Oh, and you know what? You mentioned this twice already, and I didn't even really pick up on it. Your book, can we promote that?
Of course.
Please, tell us all about it and where we can buy it.
Oh yeah, it's called Son of the Morning, and it's by Anthony Kaminsky. You can find it online. And basically, it is my whole entire life story, and like me going through the Marines, me finding out that I was in the Secret Space Program, and me actually finding out who the Illuminati are, and then actually going deeper and finding out the Illuminati are actually the good guys. But I won't even get into that yet.
Whoa.
Because the Illuminati are the enlightened ones. But the elite actually stole the Illuminati's name to taint what the message of the Illuminati that we're trying to get across, which was actually a new world order, which is separate from this old world order. That's globalization, enslavement. Their new world order is based on what is called a meritocracy, which is one stage higher, the highest form of government that other civilizations have adopted, like other type 1, type 2 civilizations in the Kardashev scale. They are meritocracies, and that's what our world...
Oh, people don't believe me when I say... I tell people all the time, and I make fun of these a-holes that harassed me. They're not Freemasons. I'm a Freemason. I'm a student of the Mystery School myself.
We are Freemasons. You and I are. I have so much information for you. But yes, I am a Freemason
too. I've literally gone through text after text, and what these idiots would say it means, but no, I can translate it differently and tell you what it actually means. And they have done so much to occult the knowledge. And I tell people all the time, they don't want Freemasons around. The secret to Freemasonry today of the establishment is that no Freemasons are created. Freemasons is someone free of the mind that doesn't need money to operate.
It means a free builder.
Yeah. So they try to obfuscate and totally taint something that doesn't belong to them.
Yes, and that is what they did, because they're afraid of its power. And as well as also what they did, the elite did with the term the New World Order, they took that, because we actually do need a New World Order.
Yeah, we
based
do.
Based on meritocracy. And that New World Order actually is like a Star Trek society. You know what I'm saying? Because
absolutely.
Moneyless society based on meritocracy, where the people of the highest merit get to the positions of leadership instead of privileged people.
Correct.
And that is actually the secret that the real Illuminati are keeping, is the real concepts of the New World Order, and not what the New World Order people think are. That's been tainted by the elite.
All they want is slavery. They want slavery and death.
That's it. But the Illuminati, the real Illuminati, are the real ones that have been involved in the American Revolution, the French Revolution, all the other revolutions, and they are actually behind this revolution right now.
And today's revolution. Yes, exactly. I always joke with these people, and I tell them, you know, when I hit that cash point, when I hit that point where I got enough cheddar, I'm gonna have 20 kids and I'm gonna educate them all myself. They'll be homeschooled. Then you're gonna meet the real Illuminati.
You're right. You're the real enlightened ones, because like we are the enlightened ones. And there is actually the real Illuminati are the ones that are actually fighting the elite. Those are who the real Illuminati are.
Well, I wish they had shed some more light on the rest of the population so that we can take these freaks out. So we have like 5 minutes left in the show here. I would like to just give you the floor if there's anything else that you want to say, if there's a speech that you have for people, or any words of encouragement, or anything you want to say that we haven't covered thus far. Please take your time to do so now.
Right. Thank you. I have always been a positive person, and I have a message of good hope, because I am a psychic. I'm a clairvoyant. I can see into the future, and I have seen into the future of when all this is said and done, and I've seen the technologies being given to us. I've actually experienced hopping into a medical bed and being healed. And what I've known my whole time being here on this earth is that I'm here to get through these times, to get to the other side, where the future, because we've been held back. We've been held back in the past. And then once we're given the technologies, we're going to go into a quantum leap in time. And basically, we're going to be advanced a lot, because we've been held back all those years. So in this lifetime, we are going to experience going to space, having zero-point energy technology, and a redistribution of wealth around the world, because the elite have learned how to steal the wealth and keep the wealth. But once the money system is taken out, because that is what the future is going to be based on, is a moneyless society, which is a meritocratic government, we will be experiencing a community of gods. We will be a society of the divine, and we will be graduating from a type zero civilization to a type one civilization, and then we will be going on from there. That is what I understand is in store for our future.
Well, I can definitely back you up with the technology aspect. They're going to have to cough up the technology, because, for one, there are too many scientists out there coming up with some really cool stuff, which is very closely related to the covert technology that I've been harassed with. Go read Wired Magazine. You know, go read some peer-reviewed journals.
Right, well, what I understand is all that technology that's being used against us is going to be given to us. Like, the 5G towers and stuff, all that stuff that's emitting energy, like, they can actually use that and for healing.
All right. Well, that aside, there's going to have to be a cough up, because people, I promised you, 2024, I will have the NSA in court. 2024. I know how the technology works. I'm going to demonstrate it in front of everybody.
Hey, I'm with you. Dude, I've been looking to bring the targeted individual phenomenon to a court with evidence.
I've got evidence galore. They say it's a fingerprintless crime.
We need to be talking, man.
Fingerprintless crime, but that ain't true. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Okay, that's just physics. Okay, I'm actually going to be doing another documentary here, at least before the end of the year, explaining. I'm going to go into the lives of all these false flag shooters, the black ones especially, and how the grooming process happened with each and every one of them. And so that we as a society will be more aware of when these invisible hands start touching things.
I give you props and everything, because we are very prominent for educating humanity. You know, our work that we're doing, you and I both, are going to be very prominent for the education of humanity.
I should hope so. I'm trying my best to be able to reach everybody. Operation Lawnmower Man is in effect. People, go to my brand new social network, TLB.com. We are replacing Facebook. If you would like, if you just use a cell phone, we have an app in the Google App Store. Type in TLB Talk, and the app will come right up. If you're a rich kid, you got an iPad or an iPhone, go to your app store. Type in TLB Talk, and our app is right there as well. Amongst the elite of activists, yes, we have resources, and we are fighting back with everything that we can. So,
I mean, we're living in that movie, V for Vendetta, man. I mean, we're living it. We are living it.
I will be taking over the airwaves pretty soon here and telling everybody how it is. You bet your bottom dollar on that one. I'm a train that's coming that won't stop. I promise.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you, man. And let the only way they can stop us is if they kill us. And they're not going to do that.
Oh, they tried. They tried and failed.
Right.
Hey, I'm not Max Spears. You guys got to do a lot better than that.
Right. They know they already lost. They know they already lost. So we're just,
you know what?
We're in it.
They do. And let me tell you something. When I first became a target individual, I had that moment. I just quieted my mind and tapped into the universe, became one with the universe. I saw how I was going to take them down in a split second.
Mm-hmm.
I was told it's going to be a 10-year time period. And I'm right on schedule.
That's what's up, man. Dude, we're going to take them down. We already are taking them down.
We are. Anthony Zender, I want to thank you for coming on to the show. We've had a wonderful time here. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the only third eye is king. So please educate yourself.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies. See them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of your women. That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time for Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.